We come on today to question 7, and if you have your sheet, which was given to you at the beginning of the service, on the back you will see that question with the answer. The question is, what are the decrees of God? Well, what do we mean by the decrees of God? We mean the things that God has planned, what God decides to do in this world and in this universe. Now, I've got here with me today a diary, nice diary with a dog on the front, and this is a diary for next year. And what's a diary for? Well, who can tell me? What is a diary for, Rebecca?
Writing.
For writing. And what do you write in a diary, Alex?
About your day.
Yes, you can write about the day when it's finished, but what else can you do with a diary for next year, do you think? Anything else?
Important stuff.
Important stuff, yes. And Timmy, what are you going to say, Timmy?
For planning.
For planning, that's right. A diary is also for planning, isn't it? You plan what you're going to be doing. Now, I don't know about you, but I know about me. I make plans, and then those plans change, don't they? You make a plan for next Friday, then something else happens, and you can't do that on Friday. You have to do it the following week or a month later. We're always changing our plans because events and circumstances are changing. Now, this question asks, what are the decrees of God? What is God's planning like? The decrees of God are His eternal purpose, according to the counsel of His will, whereby, for His own glory, He has foreordained whatever comes to pass. Now, what does that actually mean? What does that actually mean? It means that God does not make up His mind as He goes along and change His mind and have whole new different plans when things change. It says in the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 18, known to God are all His works from the beginning of the world. The decrees of God are His eternal purpose, not just for this year or next year, but for every year. They are all known to the Lord. He has, as we thought before, infinite wisdom. He knows about your life. He knows about the details of your life and my life. He knows about nations and kings and prime ministers and all these sorts of things. Now, we know that from the Bible. In the book of Isaiah, we read a prophecy where God told Isaiah about a king who would come to the throne, and that king's name was Cyrus. And Isaiah was writing about 130 years, even before Cyrus was born. Because God knows the future. His decree is His eternal purpose, according to the counsel of His will, whereby for His own glory, He has foreordained, He has decided, He has chosen whatever comes to pass. And that includes, let me say this, that includes evil events. Events done by wicked men. We know that when Peter preached to the people in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, he told them that the crucifixion and the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, that terrible crime, that great wickedness, was by the determined knowledge and planning of Almighty God. And if we know that, if we can be assured of that, then we can know that our lives, even the hard things in our lives, are planned and known from eternity by our God who loves His people. It's no accident that you are here this morning, that we are here this morning, that our Dutch friends are here this morning. It's no accident. I'm sure you believe in the providence of God, that God is a great and mighty God who knows everything and plans everything according to the counsel, to the purpose of his own will. So let's say together, shall we, this answer to this seventh question. What are the decrees of God? The decrees of God are his eternal purpose, according to the counsel of his will, whereby for his own glory he has foreordained whatever comes to pass. Please think on that as the week goes by.